Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and the Civic Media app. 29 in Green Bay, 34 Appleton, 31 in Oshkosh. Very special thanks to Nicole Stockman, Veteran Service Coordinator, UW Green Bay. Man, is she interesting.
And not just this campus, all campuses now that if someone's interested in getting back in college or get back to school, getting some degrees, she'll work through any concerns, issues, anxiety you have.
We're going to have
her
back. Absolutely.
It's good we have that.
Another great person joining us right now from Bellin Sports Medicine, Mr. Mark Husson.
Hello, Mark. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, we're good, but hey, we got a, sorry about this. We're going to have to throw something at you here. You're going to be our tryout contestant for the new segment we're putting together called Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Okay.
Okay, so you're our test tube contestant today.
Oh, jeez. Okay, John did the questions.
Todd did the questions.
Oh, Todd did. I think he did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're going to have to be
this
that guy,
this is just
Mark.
A test. This isn't a contest. This is just a trial run. No prizes, no embarrassment.
I think
you
should get a T-shirt.
Well, it's up to Todd.
Yeah, we'll get him. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
We're just doing one question. Yeah.
Yeah.
One question.
Let's do a couple.
We'll do more than one. Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about, but yeah. Should we try that first there, Todd?
Do you want to do it first?
Yeah, let's just see
how
this
does this
goes.
Work,
this
though?
Goes. So, Todd, tell him how you go.
It's Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor with your host, John Mino.
Hey, thank you very much, everybody. Welcome to the very first edition of Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Our first contestant challenging the mayor, who, of course, has a degree from Harvard University, from Bellin.
Huh? I have a certificate.
Oh, you got a mug? You got a coffee mug?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
I did attend Harvard.
They don't give anybody a mug. All right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Can I get back to this?
We should have a green room with alcohol.
Well, you really broke up my whole introduction.
This is a test.
Oh, Dr. Chan, you see what I deal with this guy? Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine, taking on the former mayor of Green Bay. Todd, what are they playing for?
They're playing for a prize package chosen especially for them.
From the T-shirt closet.
We got some other stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Todd, our first question.
How does this work? Do I guess or does Todd guess?
It's up to Todd.
And did he say that?
So here's what we're going to do.
If I'm right or wrong?
That's why it's a practice.
We don't know what we're doing. No. That I'm comfortable with.
Todd gave me the question.
I gave you the question.
Okay, all right.
All right,
now,
I'll move over here.
We'll start with Jim, right? He gets a chance to answer the first question.
Okay.
If he can't answer it, Mark can answer it for double the points.
Okay. Oh,
and
okay.
Then Mark gets a chance to answer.
Got it.
Et cetera. All right.
Now, Jim is not going to be happy about one thing. They're not multiple choice. He wanted multiple choice.
You told me they were. John? You told me they were. I called you, and you said, don't worry about it. It's going to be multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Jim?
Yeah.
What occasion corresponds to the longest day of the year?
Solstice?
Summer solstice is correct.
Nice.
Very
One
nice.
One point for the mayor.
Yes. All right.
Now, this is Mark's question?
This is Mark's question.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in if I know it?
No.
After if he gets it wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Mark. What U.S. state is home to Acadia National Park?
North Carolina.
Incorrect. Jim for the steal.
Arcadia.
Don't you dare try Googling it.
I'm not. I put my phone down, man. I'm not doing that. Can I ask?
No.
Is it on east or west?
No, it's just straight answer.
Is that like is it the western part of the state?
No.
Well, can I Montana.
Well, Mark, would you like to try
Denver.
To steal that one?
No, that was it.
Yeah.
Done. All right. What was the answer?
Maine.
I said it's east or west. You didn't help me.
No help.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is mine.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if I like this music in the background.
I like this music in the background.
Jeez, it's not like we're playing for a T-shirt.
It's
is this T-shirt
theater
music?
Theater of the mind,
yes.
Jim.
What do you do?
Could I just go, please?
I would not be a good contestant. Okay, go ahead, John.
Jim, what branch of the U.S. Armed Forces uses the slogan, "It's not just a job, it's an adventure"?
Can I be like those people on TV? Oh, well, look, like, see, there's five. Almighty. There's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard.
You're going to get buzzed.
No, Coast Guard.
Mark for the steal. What branch of the U.S. Armed Forces use the slogan, "It's not just a job, it's an adventure"?
Let's say Navy.
Navy is correct.
2 points for Mark. So
Navy
2-1 now.
Is correct.
That's right.
Let's do two more questions.
Two more questions.
This is Mark's.
Okay.
This is
Mark's. Okay. Yes. Mark. In the United Kingdom, what is the day after Christmas known as?
You got me stumped.
Time's up. Jim, for the steal?
The 26th.
Is that what you called it? Oh, my gosh. It's Boxing Day,
The answer
day,
is
right?
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Boxing
but
Day.
But what's the day it happens?
All right.
The 26th. Mark, should I get half credit for that?
Here
Mark,
we go.
Mark, I'm going to throw here him out go. Of the studio.
Yep,
oh,
yep, yep, yep,
I,
yep.
It's the 26th.
You guys have promoted this this adventure, I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
I think we're just making these rules up, like, right now.
that's why
Jim's making them up.
What makes you think that? All right, who's it for? Arcadia, Mark or Jim? Maine.
This is Jim.
Jim.
All right, good.
Jim's.
You got to get this one
I
right.
I will.
What is the only food that can never go bad?
Salt.
Mark, for the steal and the win, what is the only food that can never go bad?
Twinkie.
Quiet.
Okay. Honey.
Honey is correct. You know what? We've got the world's greatest beekeeper as part of
that.
Our family here.
On a multiple choice, I would have got that.
Oh, my gosh.
If you told me there were multiple, I would have got that. Because
right.
Now that after Mark said that, I'm like, yes, I knew that because Wayne had told us that.
We got some kinks to work out tonight.
Boy, do we.
Well, yeah. The kink is right sitting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the kink is that's the kink. Not even a question. That is the
I'm
kink.
Not. I'm not going to
yeah.
deny it.
Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Can you imagine Alec Trebek dealing with him?
He'd toss him out.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd go over there and just lift him up and
well,
toss him.
Well, that Arcadia thing was, okay, I kind of knew that now after you said it.
Okay.
If it would have been multiple choice, though, John, I would have gotten
not,
them all
okay,
right.
Well, what game show does multiple choice, Jim?
I got to think about that.
Yeah,
did Hollywood Squares, that was multiple choice, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it wasn't.
Sometimes the questions were, but not all the time.
Hi, Mark Houston from Bell & Sports Medicine. How are you? I apologize for putting you through that. But congratulations on the win.
Yeah, sure that. Well, I was playing.
How did you not know honey? We've
I
got was, Wayne.
I know.
Big
I know,
Wayne
I know,
has
I felt
been
bad
in here 20
that.
Times and has said, you know, the good thing is honey never goes bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But neither does salt.
Oh, here we go. Okay. I don't know if that's a food, is it? Salt?
Is honey a food?
Honey's a food. Would you eat a spoonful
Let's
of salt?
Let's ask the doctor.
Would you eat
Mark?
Mark?
Well, to be honest with you, I was just going to say, I don't think there's just honey as the only example. I'll defend Jim a little bit and say there's probably multiple because he's probably right about salt. There's probably rices don't really go bad.
Yeah, I think this should be a challenge to the host. You know how that one time they were a little corrupt feeding answers? I think Johnny, yeah.
Okay,
now Jim's trying to take that win away.
Yeah, I tried to take it away from you, Mark.
I think
he still gets the T-shirt.
I think, but Mark is saying
so
that.
So I looked into it, like the beans and the rice and all that stuff can last a long time, but they cannot last forever. The only known food that can last forever, they discovered a 3,000-year-old honey buried in Egyptian tombs.
Yes, I remember this. I remember this. They opened the jar and they said they could still eat this honey. Yes.
But they could have eaten salt,
No, it
too.
Had crystallized. It had crystallized.
The honey?
They had, no, the salt. Yeah, the honey was great. They used the explorers used it.
And they said, look,
put it on toast.
Get this bagel. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, Mark.
All right.
How are you?
Okay, Mark.
I'm doing great. I'm here in Chicago watching planes come at me.
Oh, you at the airport?
Where are you going?
I'm just outside the airport at a convention, and there's a lot of planes flying this morning.
In Rosemont. Busiest airport. Well, Atlanta is now, but that is one busy airport.
Are you on your way home then, or?
Was at a convention?
I'll be coming home later on today. We have a district athletic training convention down here in Illinois.
Oh, cool. Hey, Mark, you know what? I know you don't, you specialize, obviously, in the orthopedic aspect of a belt sports business, but you're very, very well-rounded in a lot of things going on out there in the world. I don't know if Northeast Wisconsin is just a hot-button area about it, but I literally don't know anybody over the past 6 months that hasn't had some crud in their chest, in their head, in their throat. I think it's unprecedented in how hard some of these have hit this year. Because when I mentioned I had mine for a solid 30 days, yours wasn't as bad, Jim.
Good.
But some of these people, it's just, it lingers and it's bad.
It was. I just didn't complain as much as you.
Right.
Yeah.
What, is there something going on up here, Mark?
You know, this is what it is. We really had such a great winter, which everyone loved. But I think the downfall with it was we got hot on some days and we got cold on some days. And it just never settled in where we got really cold for a long time. And I think what ended up happening was, you know, some people also then didn't get dressed as well. And, you know, there's different things that affected it. But I think it was one of those things, environment played a role. And we all have gotten sick. And yes, I think it's lingered on, which sometimes literally my wife just texted me and said, my son had to take some medication last night. You know, it's been lingering on for about a week or two. And finally, yeah, we got to probably get something in his body. So it's tough. You know, I mean, it's the big thing is just trying to get your rest, stay hydrated. I think rest is a huge thing, trying to get in routines. And, you know, hopefully you don't pass it to someone else.
But it seems very contagious.
I don't think it's, you know, it's not like this is bad illness, but it's just it's sometimes those colds and coughs that just linger on and nag on.
Yep.
And it's just hard to fight them off, you know. And, you know, and then we get days like earlier this week when it's 68, 70 degrees. Yeah. And then you wake up the next morning and all of a sudden you're like, holy cow, it just dropped, you know, 30 degrees. And then sometimes it's just a matter of, are we getting bundled up? Or are we still saying, oh, I'm just going to wear a light jacket, you know? And sometimes people get sicker, some people don't. I think the big thing is if you feel like you're getting sick, the sickness is kind of continuing or getting worse. That's when you have to sometimes just get in. And, you know, I'm not a proponent that everyone's got to have medicine, but sometimes you have to say, okay, I got to bite the bullet and talk to doc and say, hey, is there anything else we can do to help this out?
You make a good point, but, Mark. We did not take this winter seriously. I mean, we just didn't. People were the weather people were always saying it's going to be nice. And yeah, we never adjusted. I haven't seen a parka this winter. And I think we were paying for it because we didn't take care of ourselves. Like it had been a steady cold winter at, you know, 18 degrees or something. But
Mark, can anyway, you stick around,
Mark. We're going to talk about some health things.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine joining us. Mind on the Mayor, back right after this. When you see a ship go sailing, when you feel your heart is breaking, hold on tight to your dream. I thought, when you get so down that you can't get up, when you want so much but you're all out of luck, when you're so downhearted and misunderstood, just over and over. Hey, welcome back. A great looking Friday morning, heading into a great St. Patrick's Day weekend. A lot of things going on. Get on out there and have yourself a good time. Just be careful.
And a birthday weekend, Johnny.
Yes.
You want to tell people how old you are?
No. We'll
okay, all right. Well, hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, I think I kind of gave it away when I said my quarterback challenge, the win minus money, all the quarterbacks from 1957 till modern day. So I think that would be a pretty good hint, don't you think?
Oh, all right.
Yes.
No, I wasn't listening.
No, I didn't think you were. Yeah. Mark Houston, what else going on out there in the sports of in the world of sports medicine? And what do you guys talk about at these conventions?
Well, it's everything from ACLs to concussion care to sleep health. It's good. It's you know, this is a district convention, so there's six states that come together. It's funny. You say, what do we talk about? To be honest with you, I was at a function with some buddies last night, and I said, you know what it's great to talk about? Just networking. You know, talking to buddies you don't see as much and saying, hey, you know, what are you guys doing on this, and how does this go? When you get to be my age, which I'll tell people, I'm months before 50, and I don't, you know, ACLs aren't going to change that much. The same studies go on, and we've gotten better, but it's just, you know, it's awesome to come down and just see people and meet with them, and you know, and then you bring back some of those ideas back to your own communities, and you hopefully keep people safe and healthy.
Hey, Mark, you know something we were talking about yesterday in this show? I don't know if you watched that series about the quarterbacks with Kirk Cousin from the Vikings couple of years ago, and his main thing to rehab was ice cold water tanks. Oh. And even in the off season, he lived off of Lake Michigan in Holland, Michigan, and he'd go in the Lake Michigan and just submerse in really cold water up to his neck till he couldn't stand it anymore. And then yesterday, a survey came out. Remember we were talking about that you know, maybe those aren't as therapeutic scientifically as people think. But and Jim actually brought this up. But if you think it's helping you, it's helping you. And it, wouldn't you kind of agree with that?
Yeah. Do I think that there's a mental component
yes.
to it? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, me too.
I'll tell you that every single day. It's funny though, John, because you know when I went through and literally at the our world went through, they would say, you know, if you sprain an ankle, what do? Oh, you're going to rice it. You're going to rest. You're going to put ice on it, right?
Yep.
Well, a few years ago, there were studies saying, oh, do not put ice on it. You know, and they're kind of, you know, people say, well, this is what our study says. It's probably just like everything. If trust me though, if my own son or my wife or myself sprains an ankle, yeah, guess what? I'm going to probably be grabbing some ice and putting it on it because I don't want the swelling to get big. The same thing kind of goes, do I think those ice cold tubs, do they work? I think it all depends on what are you saying? Do they work? You know, some people say, oh, it gives you energy. You know, it brings this to your body. And I've had people say, well, it didn't do anything for me. So there is a mental component to it. And, that's what's great about, I think, healthcare is there's all kinds of different options you can try and use. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, try something else.
And you're at this convention, it's a 6-statewide convention, and you're focused on orthopedics or youth sports. What's the mission there?
Oh, Jim, it's really everything. You know, I mean, we have everyone from colleges to professional athletic trainers down here to high school athletic trainers to wow. industrial athletic trainers. So it's, you know, there may be a talk on what does that person do that lifts, you know, 8,000 boxes a day and maybe has wrist tendonitis to what do you do with the athlete who tears an ACL to, you know, as we all know, mental health is even talked about today. You know, how do you handle mental health with your athletes? How do you handle mental health and work-life balance as an athletic trainer who's working during the day and then has to work till 9-10 o'clock at night? So it's something across the board. It's a great district convention. I think it's great for everyone to get education and stay up to date with what are the new practices. But as we know, there's always going to be something new that's going to come along. And I think we all have to respect that.
That's great that Bellin invests in you to go down to that. Cause I think, you know, the some companies, we can't afford it or it costs too, but to go down there and like you said, you know, just to network with people and maybe you see something next year that you're not really sure, but you met this person at the convention, you can give them a call. Those networking opportunities are great. And plus, I'm sure there's a few people floating around their resume, too.
Well, you know, the thing that's pretty fascinating, though, Mark, is like my lifespan here, the whole sports medicine world really started right about when I was in college. Because when I was in college, and like I was at Arizona State or a little school in Minnesota, if somebody had ACL tear, they're looking at the end of their career. I mean, they would have the big cast on from the foot up to their hip. I mean, it was like a devastating injury. And then I remember working in Flint, Michigan, and they did their first arthroscopic surgery on a young athlete. His name was Mark Ingram at Flint Northwestern High School. Then he went to Michigan State. Then he played for the Packers for a few years. Mm. His son, Mark Ingram Jr., won the Heisman Trophy at Alabama and is now spent a lot of years in the NFL. But I remember talking to Mark Ingram Sr., his coach, and he said, man, this is a modern miracle. This is a medical miracle. If somebody could come back from a torn ACL and be exactly what they were, this is revolutionizing sports. I don't know if people realize it, but that kind of revolutionized sports, didn't Mark? I mean, you think about poor Gale Sayers and some of those people, or Joe Namath, if they had this sports medicine back then. And we're talking just in our lifetime. And you know what I mean?
Right.
The changes you guys have done in that business, Mark, isn't it incredible?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, sometimes people will ask that question too and say, what's maybe the biggest change? And ACLs have changed. Concussion care has changed. You know, concussion care, we used to tell people sit in a dark room for a week. Now that's the absolute worst thing to do. But you know, I think one of the biggest things that I think diagnostically with tools is probably having the MRI. You know, I mean, what we can do with an MRI and how quick we can tell someone is a ligament torn, Do you have an issue with your heart? What's going on with your brain? You know, those MRI machines, CT scanners, it's amazing the clarity of what they can tell you down to the detail of what's torn, how big is it, what's the next case scenario, and what do we got to do?
Yeah, good point.
That is awesome.
It is. And then, you know what, that goes back of what we had. It doesn't matter if it's 10 years ago or 50 years ago. It's what we had at that time.
Right,
so you guys
right.
know, in 10 years, we're going to find something. We're going to come back and say, well, what were we thinking on these yeah. things 10 years from now?
Yeah.
It's great that we come to these conventions and learn and try to say, okay, what is that next step we need to go? And we need to be open to changing practices.
That's interesting. And I think we talk about physical, but you said that there's a couple seminars on mental health as well.
Oh yeah. Jim, I think, mental health becomes a big thing.
Right.
I think they talk about, I think some of the things here though is it's talking about, what can we do for athletes? It's going to be the big heavy one, but we'll have ones on what do you need to do for your work-life balance for yourself? You know, we're not helping ourselves out if we're struggling ourselves and can barely get through the year because you're just dragging on. You know, what good are you now to your athletes? But the
right.
same thing goes, we have athletic trainers that work in the industrial setting. So it's a matter of, how do you help those people out who maybe are managing three kids at home and husbands or wife is also working a job and, you got sports schedules and now you expect me to work an eight-hour day. How do we make...
Right.
How do we help someone out physically,
Mark,
mentally?
That's awesome.
We want to do a full show with you one day. I'm serious. So we've got a million questions. I'd like to have you in here for 2 hours one day. Mark Hewson, you're the best.
Mark's like, I don't know.
Love having you on. A lot of people love having you on. You bring great stuff, great insights to the show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you
too,
my
Mark.
Friend.
Bye.
Mark Hewson, Bell and Sports Medicine. He's awesome. Minor the Mayor, back after this.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday. That forecast didn't sound as optimistic as I thought it was going to be.
High at 38.
That's all right. You know, it's a great weekend for watching basketball. I love sitting back and just watching the college basketball games this weekend and all those kinds of things. So, yes, Badgers had a nice win, by the way. They destroyed Maryland by like 28.
Ooh.
So that was nice for them. Taking on Northwestern today, trying to move up, get a half-decent seating. So, anyway, a couple of things we talked about yesterday would have to be cleared up. First of all, we had yesterday was pie. And
yes.
What was the, of our listeners, Todd, what was the?
The number one pie was pecan pie.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. I don't feel like such an outsider
and
now.
Sausage and mushroom pizza.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Those were the top two from our listeners.
Okay. And then another thing we want to talk about was Jim tried telling us that honey pie was the number one ranked pie pretty much in the country. And we both said...
In Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Wisconsin. We both said we've never even heard of honey pie.
Per Google.
Okay.
But the information that he was getting was correct in a way.
See, it was thank the you. Most, all right, let's move on.
Nope. Because you were wrong.
That's why he wants to move on.
He sent it to us, kind of like trying to gloat yesterday. We got a text with, here's the information. And
right.
I looked at it. It was actually a map of the most searched pies in each state. So the most searched pie in Wisconsin was honey pie.
All right.
Now, none of our listeners had ever heard of it.
Nope. I refused to Google it.
Big Wayne. Well,
I'm
yeah,
just saying.
I could come up anything.
Yep.
Big Wayne did get back with me.
Okay.
Oh. He had heard of it, but he knows it's not the number one pie. He's going to have his wife, I believe, make him a honey pie.
Really?
Yep. But here's some of the...
Well, she's got to bring some in then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's some of the on Google, under that story, here's
yeah.
some of the things that were being said. Three generations of my family on both sides were born and raised in Wisconsin. We have never heard of a honey pie.
Thank you.
This isn't a list of favorite pies. Mm-hmm. People are searching for them because they heard about them and are intrigued. And then the final one, I love this. This is my favorite. This is the dumbest article ever. I've lived in Wisconsin my entire life. I've never seen anyone sell or serve a honey pie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we basically got
yeah.
part of the story.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not sure that's what they were looking for was a dessert when they Googled that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And that would be one of those things where your wife would say, what were you Googling?
Yeah.
I heard it on Mino and the Mayor. It's the number one pie in Wisconsin. I was going to bake for you.
They have some great 18-year-old honey pies.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, then what was the other thing we were talking about that you wanted to correct, Todd? Was there something else from yesterday?
No, not with me. What else did John do?
Yeah. What we were going to talk about.
But why would that, but that honey pie, why is that the most Googled? Do you think it would be cherry pie because we have the cherries in Door County? You know what I mean? Like,
sometimes something comes up on social media in a specific area in the country and people start Googling that phrase. So that's what was being Googled in Wisconsin.
Maybe Mino's right on that.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe, Jim.
Mino's right on
maybe,
that.
Maybe.
Is that a hominin? Yeah, whatever. Okay, all right, Bill.
Doesn't almost like just this is sound though? Doesn't like almost make your teeth hurt? It seems like it'd be like so sweet that it would like hurt.
I'll come in there and show you a picture that Big Wayne sent me yesterday.
Well, the recipe on that is cream and then heavy cream. And yeah, that's like a custard pie, but it's a honey pie. It's most popular pie in Wisconsin.
He's defiant. That actually looks good.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, I've seen it.
That looks really good. Angel, if you can make that, that'd be fantastic.
All right, we'll make it the number one pie instead of the most sought after pie.
Yeah, this sounds great.
I think we can.
You know what? Maybe. Ball, you know what we pecan? Might do, Todd. You know what we might do?
We'll serve it at a party.
We're gonna make 500 pies and sell.
Yes. How did you know that? How did you know? Give yourself the bell.
All right.
How did you know? That's exactly where I was going. We're gonna go to the NAW community show, and here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make 500 honey pies in like a day. I got some volunteers, and we're gonna make 500 a day, and we're gonna sell them, and we're gonna make a lot of money. And we're gonna make a lot of money.
It's the number one pie in Wisconsin.
It's the number one pie in Wisconsin. Like,
Jim,
how many did you guys make during the course of the day? Three.
they're a little soft.
The crust isn't very good. The crust falling apart. It's a start.
All right. Well, okay.
Let's play a round of Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor with your host John Mino.
Good morning. How you doing out there today, folks? We gotta get some sound effects. Yay!
That music's like the last question.
You Want to Be a Millionaire?
This is a little stressful for round one.
Yeah, all right. Too bad.
So we gotta get it. We want to get our caller on the line.
Yes, we need a caller, not a texter. We need a caller to play head to head with Jim on Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor? I have the questions in hand.
We have prizes.
920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Today's prize, by the way, we've got a certificate from Waterfront Market, so you get some great stuff there.
Nice.
Two tickets to see any show with Let Me Be Frank Productions
in
town. And we've got we'll give you a WGBW t-shirt this morning.
Those are some nice prizes.
Great prize package.
Wow.
And if I win, do I get all that?
You get nothing and like it.
I think you get enough around
here. Why don't you try to make a honey pie?
What's that?
Why don't you try to make one? You're such a great cook. You brag so much about your cooking.
I'm not a big baker, but I'll see if Wayne's wife can make it first. If she won't, then I could look at it. But I'm not real good at baking.
Okay.
But, all right. Anyway,
920.
Unless you can make it on a grill.
Okay. How about you do this? How about you let Todd give the phone number to get a contestant?
920-264-0606.
Very nice. Some great prize packages at stake here. And then later on today, we've got Dennis Peters coming up. Christy is sick today, but Dennis is going to handle the weekend What's Up segment. And then he's got some very special guests. You know, on Friday afternoon, or Friday, the end of our show here on Fridays, we like to, or the last half of our show here on Fridays, we like to have some local artists, some live musicians, things like that. And we've got two from Colin and Caleb, Take Two, Avenue 55. From Take Two, Avenue 55. Are going to be our live musical guests.
Yeah. So the acoustic version is Take Two, and then they're in a band called Avenue 55, full band, electric guitars, all that kind of stuff.
And they're kind of performing here, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
So we're waiting on the
line. We're waiting our contestant. Yes. Come on, contestants. We got 1,000 texters. Somebody pick up the phone.
Yeah, and Christy, you said she's sick today, but she wanted to announce something. So I don't know. We'll wait till Monday.
She can't even talk.
I know. You said that, but she's sick.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to play against who's smarter than.
All right, go ahead. Todd, the answers?
Or just ask. I don't know any
okay,
of the
good.
Answers.
Okay, good. Do you want to play?
Okay, yeah. You two guys together.
All right, fine. So the phone line's not working, so yes. We're going to play against Todd, and we'll do this again next week, and then we'll have
hang
the phones
on,
work.
Hang on one
hang
second.
Hang on. Wait. Maybe it's working. Maybe got it working. Maybe got it working.
I think we had it on the yesterday wrong. With Pete's show.
I know.
Did I tell you that?
I know. The phones haven't been working right.
Yeah.
I know.
We
got to understand that.
I don't know.
We're going to see if this works. Let's just see if this works. We're going to see if it works.
It's going to be muffled because it was.
No, it won't. They've got the phones working now.
Oh.
Had our best man.
Do we or not?
David is standing by.
It's working. Great.
Okay. Oh, here we go. David, thanks
morning,
for being
David.
On.
David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, David. Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Be nice.
Okay. That's the first one, Todd.
Let's start off with the former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt.
Nice. Okay. Jim Schmidt, are you ready?
Yep.
Anna, Elsa, and Olaf are all characters in what extremely popular animated movie?
Sound of Music.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Once again. Animated.
Stop. Yeah, okay, yep. Yeah, that's it.
Animated.
Oh, David.
He kind of went soft on that.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God. David, good morning.
I don't have it. Yep, go ahead.
Go ahead. Did you hear the question?
I did hear the question. I have no idea.
Okay, the answer is Frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen.
Oh. Frozen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you ready? This is David's.
This is Dave. David, this is yours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. David. The Rockettes dance troupe most famously performed at what New York City venue? The Rockettes dance troupe most famously performed at what New York City venue?
I'm sure my wife knows the answer, but I do not.
Jim?
Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City Music Hall is correct.
2 points for Jim Schmidt.
Is all right, correct. Dave. Okay, David, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there. Okay.
As John scrolls for...
No,
okay.
No.
Go what? Ahead, John.
No.
How come
are you ready?
Flipping pages? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just
this,
saying,
this is
I just
mine?
Want to see this. This is yours.
This is mine. Okay, good.
Richard Hatch is the
don't
very...
Richard
Hatch is the very first winner of which reality TV show?
Just wait. It's that one where they live on an island. Rescue. It's not called Rescue. What's it called? I know what that is. I got the answer to it.
Todd?
Darn.
Just time
wait.
Up.
Survivor.
Oh, did he get it?
I did.
I'm going to give it to
at
him.
The end.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to
all right.
Him.
All
at
right.
The end.
That's about the longest time ever given for anyone to have an answer.
I'll extend that time to David, okay?
Okay, I think you should too. All right. David, are you ready?
You got it.
David. What Taylor Swift song was the first one to ever chart on the Billboard Top 100? It is written, the name of the song is a very popular male country singer. Taylor Swift's first top song is named after a very famous country singer.
I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, I gotta say.
All right, I understand that, Dave. You don't sound like one. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think any of us are.
Yeah, David, I'll give you that one because I have no idea.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah, I have no
Tim
idea.
Tim McGraw.
Oh, no way.
No
Tim
way.
McGraw. Are you going to give him that point? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll give it to him. Yeah, wow. I don't know. I have no idea. But I hear she's pretty popular, but I don't.
Okay. All righty. Whose turn? Jim's turn?
It's Jim's turn.
Okay. Jim's turn. What name is singer / actress Stefani Germanotta better known by? Singer-actress Stefani Germanotta better known by?
Celine Dion?
No, incorrect.
Celine Dion.
David?
Celine Dion.
I have no idea. Where are you getting these questions
right,
from?
Right, I don't.
Lady Gaga is the answer. Lady Gaga.
I met her.
You did not meet Lady Gaga.
I did too.
Where?
At a mayor's conference.
You never met Lady Gaga.
I swear to God,
Gaga.
I met Lady
you
Gaga.
You are such a liar.
Didn't you also meet Celine Dion?
Did you ever meet Celine Dion, David?
You guys can
no, lie. I haven't.
No, okay. I don't think anybody has.
Let
you know why? Because there is no Celine Dion.
Whatever her name is.
Celine Dion.
Okay, yeah. I just want to say that Lady Gaga, I met Lady Gaga and the Dalai Lama on the same day.
You did not!
I swear to God.
Where's the picture? I want the picture.
Were you a caddy for the Dalai Lama?
I can document
that.
The
Lama.
I can document that.
Yeah.
I can find an article where it says that in the Press Gazette somewhere. I met Lady Gaga and Dalai Lama, and so did my daughter, Laura.
Where did you meet Lady Gaga?
We were at a mayor's conference in Indianapolis.
What was Lady Gaga doing at a mayor's conference in Indianapolis?
Just talking about life and getting along and, you know,
she
that
wanted
kind of
to
stuff.
Meet the Dalai Lama. Obviously.
Well, she was out there both on stage at the same time. It was like a discussion.
Okay, so, yeah. David.
All right, go ahead, David. We'll get back to David. David. Your turn.
I'm gonna make this question.
Sorry,
up.
David.
Okay. What movie is this from? Yeah, I was a loper, a professional jock, a caddy. I caddied one time for the Dalai Lama. Long hitter to Lama. And at the end, I say, hey, Lama, how about a tip? A little something for the effort. And he says, oh, there'll be no dip. But on your deathbed, you'll have total clarity. So I got that going for me, which is nice. What movie?
You're a little bit older than me, John. I don't have an answer for you.
Caddyshack.
Oh, come on.
Caddyshack.
I wrote it down.
You did not. Let me see if you wrote it down. Oh, he did write it down. All right.
Well,
Jim
then we'll
gets
give it
the
to
win.
Jim. Jim
All
gets
right.
two on that. Right. The winner today is
David.
former mayor Jim Schmidt wins today. However, a great prize package.
Consolation prizes for David
give
include
the
what, Todd?
We've got a t-shirt from WGBW, a great certificate from Waterfront Market in downtown Green Bay, and two tickets for Let Me Be Frank Productions.
All right, David, you get that. Thank you for calling in,
nice
David.
Nice job, David.
You're good. And thanks for letting me win, buddy.
We appreciate it. We'll get you back on again when we do the real contest. We'll have more normal man questions.
Hey, thank you. You guys are doing a great job.
All right. Thank you, David. Very much appreciate
it. David, hand the line for me so I can get some information from you, all right?
Very all right. nice. So are you getting into the swing of it now? Are you getting into the swing? We want to do these almost like exhibition games to kind of get you into the rhythm.
A couple things have to change.
Okay.
One is
we're not doing multiple choice.
I said, John, is this multiple guess? I was at the basketball game, I asked you that. And you're like, yeah, don't worry about that. And then I don't know if I like that. That music, like I'm playing.
Well, you're
for
not
my
the
life.
Producer of the show.
You're not.
That's number one.
You're not.
All right. Yeah, that was okay. I mean, I think we should be able to ask like one question.
No.
Like just
no.
One.
It gets too muddy. Too muddy.
No. Because if you, yeah, and then I think you have to stay away from entertainment because
you're not
you
in charge.
That's
not in charge.
You know I'm weak on that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mind on the Mayor. Back. After this. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Friday morning, heading into one of our favorite segments where we talk local entertainment, local artists, local musicians, the whole ball of wax. But first, let's talk about some people that are basically magicians in this area. Midwest Restoration, they're an emergency service for anybody in the area. If you have some bad days, fire damage, water damage, mold damage, wind and hail damage, graffiti damage, biohazard cleanup damage, all those sorts of things. I mean, they'll go around the country to help with hurricane problems, and they partner with local organizations. In fact, yesterday when we had the lady in talk about that great event coming up, and Midwest is one of the sponsors.
Right.
Of a wonderful
down in
event.
Fox Valley, yes.
Yes, exactly.
They do the whole Appleton, Green Bay, Oshkosh, their whole quarter.
Exactly. 920 Midwest, MWRestoration.com. They are absolutely fantastic. We've got Dennis from the Glam Band who is going to be joining us with his segment coming up. And we wanted to sneak him in early today because we wanted to give this one more shot. We wanted to give Jim one more shot. What do you think, Todd?
Give Jim one more shot?
Yeah, let's do that. Hang on one second.
I'll get right. Hanging on here. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
Best two out of three
falls.
You look
very tall today. My chair is really low. You look really big.
Oh, my tippy toes are barely touching the floor.
Is that what it is? Yeah, they are. That's really high for some reason.
Let me sink to my level here. Okay. There you go. As they say up north, that's more better,
right? So how are you, Dennis?
By the way, Midwest Restorations did a fantastic job in my house. Just want to say that again for the record. They did a fantastic job of helping me get my house ready for sale. So thank you to those guys.
And let me tell you something. There's nothing worse, Polk. If you ever think about selling your house, make sure your pee doesn't... Make sure your cat doesn't...
What?
Make sure your cat doesn't pee.
Make sure your ool does not have pee in it.
Does not pee on the rug for about 30 years.
Holy wah.
Yes.
Don't rent. Don't
rent. It was a renter. It wasn't his house.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying, though, I've been in houses that we've had to try to sell after that.
And now it's time for Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor? And here's your host, John
Bino. That shows you...
Thank you very much. Yeah. Welcome. How's everybody doing out there this morning?
He sounds like he's on life support.
It's a great Friday.
I snorted.
What? You just made me snort.
He didn't say what.
Have you noticed since he started the show, Jim's got really good at one-liners?
Yes! Sniper! He's become a sniper.
I could do that in politics. You have to. Yeah. It's more fun with you.
Life
is better now.
I like it a lot.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, Dennis has courageously said, yes, he'll be a guinea pig for another practice round of Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Sure, I've been married before.
Yes.
Hey, here we go.
Hey. Okay.
All right, so are you two ready?
Yeah. We'll start off with a question for former mayor of Green Bay, Jim. He just gave me a look, by the way, like you're going to give me the first option.
I know.
Right? No, it was more like, this has got to come to an end.
I know.
That's got to be pressure.
What was that look?
That's pressure.
I've seen that before. Are you ready, Jim?
I am.
Are you ready? Okay. Actor Steve Carell.
I told you, don't do those acting. And I want a different
category. How do you not know that? How do you not know that? Listen to this.
Pass. I don't even know who the guy is.
Pass. I'm kidding.
Can we pass?
No.
Well, you can pass, but, you know.
But if it's wrong, we're not going to guess. I think we should be able to pick categories. I don't think I like the format here. But, all right, go ahead, Josh.
Wow. Tough crowd around.
How many years have you been in media?
34 years.
All have you them. Ever dealt no. with more of a diva than this guy?
Anytime I did.
And we have dealt with some divas.
I fired.
Absolutely. You know. Wow.
I've been called high maintenance, but diva, that hurts.
Oh, I got to go get the shoe fits, my friend. You slip into it.
The high heel right. shoe fit.
Okay. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, the pump diva. Fits.
All right.
Wow. Okay, here we go. I'm going to throw it to you anyway. Actor Steve Carell plays what memorable character in the popular TV series The Office?
Is he the big guy?
What big guy, Jim? You can't answer a question with a question.
The guy, was he in Green Bay on Lambeau Field?
Oh, my goodness.
I met him.
Yeah, just said it right there. Yeah,
I met him.
Yeah, okay, of course you did. He was with Lady Gaga, right, at the time?
No. This is in Green Bay. Yeah, yeah. I met him on the field, if it's the guy I'm thinking of. He's a bigger guy that's bald?
No.
So, sorry, I don't know the character per se, the name, but I know his role. He was the boss.
Yeah, Michael Scott.
I don't know that
Michael
part.
Michael Scott.
So, no points.
Question for Dennis Peters.
What was the name of that bald guy? He was in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. I'm sorry, I got a picture of him.
I don't know. He played Kevin on the show.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was good friends with Rodgers.
Really?
Yeah, they're really good friends. They used to golf together at the Pan Am.
Did somebody say something about a diva around here?
Okay. All right. Yeah, there's a diva. Okay, go ahead, John.
Are you ready?
This is Dennis's.
It's a musical song. Musical question.
Oh, he gives him that. Why don't you give me something political? On this.
Whitney Houston went to the top of the music charts in 1992 with which Dolly Parton song?
Oh, come on.
I hate that song.
Everybody hates the song.
And I will always love you.
Well, it wasn't that song, but
it was that song.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I was just teasing him because he couldn't sing.
Trust me, I can't sing.
Okay. All right. Jim. In what TV series did Tom Hanks co-star with Peter? Because that's what Todd gave me the questions.
I don't watch TV.
These are the normal kind of questions.
Okay.
All right. What TV series did actor Tom Hanks co-star with Peter Scolari in the early 1980s?
They
play the part of two women.
Yeah, they dress up as women.
Okay. Oh. It's not The Odd Couple, but I know that. Just wait. Give me. I can picture
Five
both
seconds.
Of them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
They played the parts of Buffy and Hildegard. That was their women names.
Well, that Dennis gets to come back.
I know. Dennis. He does.
I was changing something.
Oh.
Nope.
Bosom Buddies.
I was way off.
Bosom Buddies.
That word always scared me as a kid. So,
buddies?
Yeah. 90 seconds, Bosom. Guys.
Oh.
90 seconds. I'm sweating.
Jim. Jim.
Yeah.
If you don't get this, because I've done so many takeoffs on this movie, it's mind-boggling. Let me give the question.
It's going to be the one with Jack Nicholson. Okay, go ahead.
No, it's not.
Okay.
What 1994 Quentin Tarantino movie stars John Travolta and Samuel Jackson as hitmen?
It's the, starts with a P, right, John? I didn't see it, but you talk about it all the time.
Yes.
I can picture these guys. Just wait. This isn't kind of fair because I don't know what.
Five seconds.
Know what they put on French fries in Amsterdam? Mayonnaise. What? Drown them in that bleep. No? No.
What do you got, Dennis?
I got a zero. I can't remember. I was going to say Kill Bill, but it's
just
not.
Just give me a clue, John. Just
begins with a P.
I gave you that clue.
You're that's not allowed to give. You're the contestant. This isn't allowed to.
John, what's the answer on that?
This is
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. I would have got that. I would have got that.
Horrible edition.
The worst game show in radio history.
What are we just going to call that? That's what we're going to call it.
We're just going to, from now on, it's no longer Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor. It's now called The Worst Game Show in Radio History.
Yeah, that'll drop.
That is the new name of the show.
It's like a blood draw for crying out loud.
Wow.
Okay.
I had my gum scraped out yesterday. It didn't hurt as bad as that. That was more painful. Wow.
I think
yeah,
that needs work.
Bye, guys.
It needs
keep
work.
Thinking.